Hearts, connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and Noon. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited we have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products with for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Shopping for insurance doesn't have to be stressful. I'm Christy, owner of Ellsworth Insurance, located here in Noonan, Georgia. We are an independent agency with access to multiple carriers for home, auto, life, health, and commercial insurance. We are your one-stop shop for your insurance needs. Visit our website at www.insurewithellsworth.com or call the office at 770-755-7053 to schedule an appointment. We look forward to meeting you soon.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders. I'm a certified tactical self-defense instructor, and I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women to teach them how to be their own heroes and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow.
You can find Holly online at www.warriordefenders.com. This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hi, I am Margie Conway, the Joy Coordinator for the Creative Hearts Studios, and this is your Connecting Hearts Network program. Today we are going solo, and we are going to talk about things we need to do for ourselves before the holidays. Coping with holiday stress can be hard to deal with. That's why it's called stress. When the holidays come, we have joyful times. We get to see our families. We get to eat a lot. We get to shop. We get to eat a lot. We get to open our presents, and we get to see our families. All of those things are joyful things and things that we want to make sure that we indulge in and that we enjoy, but all of those things trigger stress for different reasons. So we're going to talk about a few strategies today to help you navigate from Thanksgiving to Christmas with as much grace as you possibly can so that you can get the most out of it and, you know, be there for your people. So we're going to go through a worksheet that I have, and in this worksheet we're going to identify the main sources of your stress. So I would get a pen and paper and sit down and make your list as you listen to this. We're going to talk about some healthier choices that you can make and develop a plan to manage your holiday stress so that your holiday season can be happier for you and those around you. So I will tell you that I will post this on our website so that you can print it off if you want and just take some notes as we go along. Of course, it'll be on a podcast later, so then you can just, you know, listen at your leisure. But we will also have some resources in the studio next Tuesday and Wednesday that you can stop by and pick up for your own self-care and to just help cope with things a little bit better. You know, I love the holidays. Thanksgiving is often really my favorite one because I love Christmas. You know, I am a devout Christian, and I love to celebrate the birth of my Savior. I also love Easter because I love to celebrate the sacrifice that He made for us. But if I go through the list of holidays for my personal preferences, I really think I like Thanksgiving the best because our whole family gets together and we get to eat a lot, and there's no stress over who's buying who what or, you know, how much money is spent except for the food that we can all pitch in on. And we usually get together and play some games and talk and catch up. And it's one of the few times that I can get my adult children and grandchildren all in the same room and in a decent mood. But it was not that way when I was growing up. When I was growing up, there was always some stress around it. And you know my history if you've listened. If not, you can go back and listen to other episodes. But it seemed like, you know, my dad had alcohol and addiction problems, and it seemed like every holiday he did the best he could to ruin them. And it's, you know, that's because he couldn't handle his stress. You know, I've made great strides in understanding things. It doesn't excuse his behaviors, but that just shows how well he did not understand his stress. So it's important to me to be able to offer you resources that can help you as much as possible. So let's just get into this. This first one is extremely hard for me personally. It says to let go of unrealistic expectations. All right, how do we know where it's realistic and where it's unrealistic? Well, unrealistic is going to stress you out, cause chaos in your life, and about be impossible to do. And this is for those of us who are the Betty Crocker, Martha Stewart people. We want all the food to be just right, and it has to be the certain food on the certain plate, in the certain place on the table. We all have to be there at the certain time. Everything has to be decorated well, and we put, you know, our identity into the work that we do. And when it comes down to it, honestly, you know, we used to decorate the outside of our house with lights and the blow-ups and all those pretty things outside and just really deck it out inside for Christmas and things. And I'd love to have my family up and do that, but it started getting where it was trouble for me and my husband to take it down from outside. I mean, let's face it, the end of December, beginning of January is very cold and sometimes icy and hard to do. And so we started scaling back on it. And did it disappoint, you know, family? Yes, because like my granddaughter told me, y'all don't decorate like you used to. Well, my easy answer for that is you live an hour away and you don't even get to see it except for 1 hour when you come up here. So I'm going to be okay with that. It didn't make my family love me any less because I didn't put up as many Christmas lights. And that is true for you. Your family and your loved ones are going to love you whether you put the final touch on that tray or not. So the first thing you need to manage to get rid of is perfectionism, because all that's going to do is drive you crazy, and quite often it drives a lot of the rest of us crazy. Some tips that can help you with that is with your holiday shopping, instead of trying to guess what everybody wants, ask people what they want instead of scouring the earth to get the perfect gift. I love to shop and get people the perfect gift. I like to see their eyes light up and things when they have it. But let's face it, with Ricky's knee replacements and my foot surgery and everything, we're not going to those stores. It's madness. So, you know, we have cut our shopping back a whole lot. So, guys, if you're listening, just know when you open your gifts, what we did get you took great effort for us to go buy. So it's not necessary that you just walk around 500 stores unless you just really like to buy one gift. Shop early when there's more of a selection. And we know the biggest shopping season of the year comes next weekend on Thanksgiving weekend. And now you can shop online for that. Some of the stores already have their sales in. A lot of them has their price matches, so you can get it and they'll match the price within so many days. So just check out those policies and stuff instead of trying to be involved in madness that will drive you crazy. Stick to a budget. I'm bad about that, you know, but stick to a budget. If you know you can afford this much for gifts, then that's what you spend on the gifts. And it really is not going to make your family love you less. when you plan for your holidays, our time gets eaten up really bad. You know, that's one reason why I'm going solo this morning, because everybody's time gets messed up. And so you need to set priorities and realize that you only have 24 hours in your day, so you cannot fit more than that into it. And if you try to use up all those 24 hours, you're not resting, and you won't be able to do the next 24 hours. So stop to enjoy the fruits of your labor. I know quite often moms are the ones in the kitchen that's working hard and doing all the food and everything. Sit down with your family and enjoy it. You know, let them clean up their own plates or go get their seconds. Spend the time with them. Don't spend all your time planning activities for your family. I'm sure they've got their own ideas of some things they want to do, and you might end up feeling drained and depreciated because you're too tired to participate in the activities. Take time you need to finish tasks that are important to you. You don't have to do everything at once. Prioritize what you need to do. Ask others, including your kids, to help prepare and clean up from the holidays. I had a discussion with a group of kids in my church class last night about what did they do for Thanksgiving. And then we were talking about, I went to my daughter's. Because several years ago, I got ill and couldn't take care of the Thanksgiving meal, and they did it that year. So then they asked if they could start doing it, and I'm not foolish. Her and her husband are excellent cooks, so I'm like, yeah, we'll come down there. So the whole family goes to their house on Thanksgiving, and they're responsible for the majority of the food. I just make my sweet potato souffle and take that. And we have a good time with it, and I enjoy it much more because I'm not trying to do all the cooking, which I really don't like to do, but they're getting to do it, and they enjoy doing it. I said something about, yep, and then I can leave and don't have to do all the cleanup. You know, used to it would be me and my daughter here in the kitchen cleaning, but these kids come up and they say, oh, no, we all have to participate, and if we don't, we get in trouble. So, you know, kids need to learn to clean up and to take responsibility and do stuff. Husbands need to learn that. Mine is great. He will work circles around me. But a lot of husbands will go sit back and enjoy the football on the TV and leave the women to the cleaning. That is not something necessary. You know, if you don't mind doing the cleaning, that's fine. Let them watch the football. But everybody can participate. Rest when your body tells you to. Not when you fall out in the middle of the store parking lot because you have exhausted everything that you have in you, but when your body gives you the hints that you need to be resting, and you, which is daily, you need some rest daily. You know, you need to feed your body well. You need to nourish yourself well. There is, you know, seasonal disorder syndromes, and there are, you know, stressors, like I said, with people in recovery and things. You need to have time in your holidays and your schedule to take a deep breath, to practice some self-care, to, you know, nourish your skin, because that helps your brain work better when everything is hydrated well. Drink all of your water, because that helps your brain work better. It helps your whole system better. You know, take a relaxing bath or a long hot shower. Use some shower steamers, you know, to help improve your mood or even breathe better, which I do quite a lot. Take care of yourself, because we say all the time, you cannot fill someone else's cup when yours is empty. And if you have let yours dry out so bad that it's brittle and about to bust, you can't even add anything else to it. So take care of yourself. And part of that is to acknowledge and express your feelings honestly. Give yourself permission to feel loss because of illness or divorce or death or separation. Be able to feel anxiety and other pressures that you have coming. I know if you've lost a loved one during the season, you know that's going to make it harder. Everything is going to be different. And so allow yourself to experience your feelings. Your feelings, emotions are not bad things. I used to think emotions were horrible. They just made people melt down and not be able to function. But I have learned that emotions is an outward symbol of something that's going on inside. If you're crying, there's a reason you're crying. If you're mad or angry, there is a reason you're mad or angry. So get to the root of it. Sit down, take a deep breath. If you have to, go in the room by yourself and examine, why are you mad? If you're mad, is somebody stepping on a boundary that you need to reinforce? Why are you sad? Is it because of a loss or because things aren't the way they used to be? You know, things never will be the way that they used to be, but they can be different and they can still be joyful. So acknowledge your feelings and look to understand them and see why you're having those feelings. If you tend to isolate, try to keep busy. I admitted to someone this weekend that even though I seem outgoing and I go to everything, when someone invites me to something, I will sit at home and find 500 excuses not to go. Even up to 10 minutes out the door when I'm already dressed and I'm trying to figure out how to get out of it and how not to go. Because I like sitting in my nice cozy home where there's no drama and we get along and it's peaceful and I can cuddle with my husband on the sofa. But every single time I go to one of these events, I'm always very glad that I went when it's over with. So push yourself a little to get out and to spend time with others because, you know, alone time is good if you're using it to recharge. But if you're sitting there in your alone time just letting the feelings overwhelm you and not experiencing any joy there, you need to push yourself to get out of that, to go hang out with some friends, to be proactive, not reactive. If you know that on Thanksgiving evening you're going to be sad, then make a plan for you to be able to be with other people or to be doing an activity that can uplift you. You know, that's if you've lost a loved one and every Thanksgiving you guys always did this, well, you can go do it yourself or invite a friend to go with you. Or start a new tradition. So stay active and get out. Go for a walk. Do something and not just sit there and allow it to come over you where you can't function anymore. The next one is don't expect issues with others to disappear just because it's the holiday season. You know, I love my family, and our family gets along well, but like I told you, the one that I had growing up didn't get along so well, especially on the holidays. And it stresses everyone out. So some things you need to realize is everybody's going to be stressed. And so it's like you can't avoid your family or you end up alone. They are your family. But there are some things you can do to manage the stress for your holiday get-togethers with your family. Prepare a self-care plan. Know how long you want to interact with difficult family members and determine your boundaries. One boundary might be for you to stay in a hotel instead of someone's home so you can have downtime. Another might be that you determine the topics you're not going to discuss. Some topics really set off, like politics, and other things will set off very heated, animated discussions. So decide if people start talking about politics, you're not going to partake in it. You're going to go in another part of the house, or you're going to simply say, I'm not in this discussion. And you can do that. Practice answers to your triggers. You know that some of the topics you hope won't come up will. In fact, your cousin may still be angry you inherited your grandmother's antique picture. So think ahead about how you'll handle it. One way is to redirect it. It's simply a strategy of changing the topic of the conversation. You can also feel free to tell your cousin you do not wish to discuss the issue at this time and then ask how they're doing otherwise. You need to let go of resentments. The more that you hold resentments about other people, the more that it's hurting you. And to me, the more you're letting that person have power over you, which I refuse to do. So decide which grievances you will let go of. Sometimes being around family requires us to forget about past issues and just to enjoy the people around us despite how they act the rest of the time. It may be worth it to avoid your brother-in-law. If you do not get much time during the year to enjoy the rest of the family. However, if he's got your little nieces and nephews, you're going to want to spend time with them. So make sure that you just avoid the topics and enjoy the kids. Save the big issues for another time. If you need to talk to Aunt Susie about something that hurt you, schedule a time to do it away from the get-together. Don't involve the whole family in it. Remember, the holidays are supposed to be about love and peace, and you can put your war off for another day. If someone tries to bring you into their war, set a boundary and say, no, that is not something I'm going to talk about today. Today is about us being together with our family. Practice your mindfulness. The reality is we only have right now, and that's all mindfulness is. It's being in the here and now, not thinking about the past and not worrying about the future, but thinking about where you are now. Not dwelling on things that have already happened. Being present in that holiday celebration is one way to make it a success. It also makes you a happier person in general if you work to be present where you are now and not to dwell in the past or worry about the future. Focus on your needs and what is happening at this moment and just enjoy it. Have a lifeline. Make plans ahead of time to connect with a friend during the festivities to support each other, because I'm sure one of your friends may also have holiday stresses at their house. So make plans to decompress with each other, to get on the phone and talk, to laugh, just to have a good time with somebody you know you can do that with. Realize when you're with your family, you're not the only one. Other people are hurting too. You are not the only one that feels stressed or triggered. It's part of many families' dynamics. Be thoughtful if another family member gets upset and doesn't live up to your expectations. Keep your perspective. You just might find a little humor in some of the less serious gripes that seem to linger over the years. Set your sights on what you enjoy. Have something to look forward to. After the celebration, schedule a get-together with your friends. Connect with that lifeline. Take part of the family that you enjoy spending time with and spend a little extra time with them. Knowing that that event is coming up can give you the extra bump to get through the time with the difficult personalities. Family get-togethers are often a mixed bag of emotions, but learning to enjoy your family for who they are while you set your boundaries can make some celebrations the most favorite times of the year. When you plan your family get-togethers, you know it's a lot of work if you're the one that's planning it. So buy prepared foods. You don't have to make everything from scratch. Ask other people to bring their dishes in. Cook things ahead of time. Know that it doesn't all have to be done right then. So acknowledge your feelings related to the holidays. Acknowledge your feelings related to your family. Be prepared to put some things on the back burner so you can enjoy the time that you have with your loved ones. If you're struggling with loneliness or facing the loss of a loved one that you've shared the holidays with, go to a place you can find support and encouragement. Sometimes that's your church group. I know we had a widows group at our church until COVID hit, and that kind of knocked it out of the water. But there are groups here. Our Creative Heart Studios will be open a good part through the holidays. We're actually having one of our classes on the Friday after Thanksgiving, because it was acknowledged by everyone that we will need the breaks from our families to be able to decompress. So that will be our lifeline. Volunteer your time if you're struggling with loneliness. Prepare for the extra intensity. Know that there is going to be extra intensity. So try to do as much ahead of time as you possibly can. Make sure you relax. Ask for help. It doesn't hurt. Reevaluate your holiday traditions. Are they too stressful or time-consuming? It's like when we over-decorated for the holidays, we knew that there was a point we would have to scale back on it, and that was okay. Be aware of overindulgences. We do that, and when we have our overindulgences, that bothers our whole system, not just, you know, right at that moment. So avoid overeating and overdrinking. It doesn't do your stress well to have that extra alcoholic drink that's going to give you a hangover later. Avoid starving yourself in anticipation of eating at the parties. That leads to eating too much of the wrong food and messes up your whole digestive system. Set spending limits. Continue to exercise and to watch your diet. Increase your physical activity. You know you're going to be eating a lot more, so get out and walk a lot more. And if you're getting out and walking a lot more involves the shopping, realize you've got a budget that you need to stick to so you don't add extra stress to your life. Remind yourself of the true meaning of the holidays that you celebrate. I know that there are a lot of people that celebrate a lot of different things over this time of year. You know that I am, like I said, a devout Christian, and I believe that we are celebrating the birth of our Savior. That is a time to rejoice and to be happy. For some reason, that causes a lot of divide with people because they don't have the same beliefs as you. I did see something the other day that said, when I don't say Merry Christmas, but I say Happy Holidays, it's not that I was trying to leave Christ out of it. It's that I was trying to be respectful of other people's holidays as well. I'm a firm believer of Merry Christmas because that's what I celebrate. You know, if Christ had not been born to be the sacrifice for our sins, then we would all be in a bigger mess than we are now. We would not be able to get out of it either. And so I strongly recommend, all of these churches are having activities through the holidays. Ricky and I have tickets for a drama and musical that this one church puts on every year. I know that another one in our area is having a piano, dueling piano symphony. You know, there's all kinds of celebrations you can do. I know that the VFW has theirs that surrounds the veterans. I know that, you know, everybody has their own way of celebrating and bringing the people in their groups together. So my biggest strategies for you at this point would be for you to realize you can't do everything. Perfection should go out the window. Do the best that you can. Do as much ahead of time that you can so you're not so busy during the get-together. Remember, even Martha in the Bible got very upset because when Jesus was actually there, Mary was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening, and Martha was scurrying around doing all the work in the background. Well, first of all, there are Mary people and there are Martha people. Some people thrive on the work, and others, you know, need to sit at Jesus' feet just a little bit longer and listen. Martha could have saved herself some trouble if she'd prepared things ahead of time and involved Mary in preparing it ahead of time, so then she wouldn't have to worry so much on that day. There is work that has to be done on those days, so involve the other family members. Those children need to have chores. They need to have responsibilities. If you don't raise them knowing how to wash the dishes and take out the trash and having responsibility and knowing they need that, then what in the world are they going to do when they grow up? They're not going to have any idea how to do it. My mom did not let me go in the kitchen and help cook because when she grew up, she had no choice but to do all these chores and stuff. So she made sure I didn't have chores. So when it came to cooking, I don't have holiday memories of being in the kitchen helping make cookies or cook dinner or doing these things because I was always like banned from the kitchen. Therefore, when I grew up, I didn't know how to cook, and I never really enjoyed it because she was always so stressed from it that she didn't enjoy it. And if she had let me come in and help some, she might have enjoyed it a little bit better, and we might have had a few more memories out of it. So, you know, involve your kids in making the cookies and making the foods. I know my grandkids love to get in the kitchen and cook with their parents. It doesn't have to be perfect, and the presentation doesn't have to be like Martha Stewart worthy. It just has to be something that brings your family together around the table. So make that your goal this Thanksgiving, and even as you go through Christmas, to bring people around your table, to gather together, to spend quality time together, to enjoy one another. And if you have to encounter the people that get on your nerves so much, make plans to have that gathering with your friends and with your lifeline, with the group of family that you don't have to struggle with later so that you can get through the hard times. So these are just some tips to help you. It's just to let you know you're not alone in your stress. And if you get something like seasonal disorder, you're not alone in that. If you are in recovery and you try harder over the holidays to stay away from your addictions, you have a sponsor. You can call that person. It's you're not alone. Nobody has to ride this life alone. And sometimes it may seem that you do because you don't actually see the answer in front of you. But first and foremost, if you are a believer in Christ, you are never alone. He says he will never leave nor forsake you. So he is always there with you. You just have to look for him in that. And then he has most definitely placed people in your life so that they're for you when you need them the most. It's going to be that trusted friend that just happens to send a card in the mail or send a text and says, how are you? That's a God thing. They are checking on you because they were prompted to. So know that he's put people in your life. Know that you have recovery options like Coweta Force. You have the Veterans Affair where the veterans gather. You have all these different groups that gather together. You have the studio where women can come and just take a deep breath and participate in one of our activities that we have and just get ready for the next thing that we have to do. So I hope that this helps you have a blessed holiday and enjoy your family and your time a little bit more as you go through things. Just look around at the person next to you. You don't know what they're going through. And even if it's your family members, if they're struggling and you think you know what they're going through, you need to just ask them something, are you okay? Because a lot of times they have things they're struggling with too, and they just need somebody to come up alongside of them. When you do that, you're going to feel so much better about yourself and your own situations. So I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, although we'll be talking a lot more between now and then. And I just hope this helps a little bit more. You know, I always say if the mini is there, Margie is near. Well, right now the mini is in my driveway because I have extra things I have to be doing from home. I always say up and down Perry Street and call, and if I'm not there, Dana will let me know that you came by. But you can reach out to us, you know, online or in different places, and we'll get back with you. So thank you for letting us be a small part of your day.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts of Women to Resources, Information, and to One Another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan, 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.